Okay, welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Natty. Today we have a very, very special guest, Sophie. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about her. So, if you don't know, she is the British champion, toned figure British champion. You've also taken the overall at Jersey. You won the PCA Midlands, which is arguably one of the biggest shows, like qualifiers of the year. Got to step on stage with you there. That was great. did you come third last year at British Finals?
Yeah, third last year.
Yeah, and then she just came and took first this year, so you managed to step on the overall stage at the end as well. Is there anything else that you want to add to that? Who are you?
Introduce yourself, yeah.
So that is pretty much me, to be honest. I haven't got anything else.
Okay.
Whereabouts are you training at the moment? What gym do you train out of? Whereabouts are you in the country?
So I'm in Solihull. So my gym in the week is Dino's. Have you heard of Dino's?
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, I'm just over at Emporium, or just about, really.
I really want to train at Dino's.
Didn't realise you were Solihull. I'm in Worcester, so I'm literally like 35 minutes from you, like, roughly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've not long moved back here, and the gym that I was at was Foundry Dudley.
Oh, cool. Yeah. My mate's trained there. A bunch of my mates trained there.
Yeah, it's a really good gym.
Okay. Right, so, straight off the bat, how did you get into bodybuilding? What was the process leading to it?
To be honest, I just really started going to the gym, didn't have a clue what I was doing. I just, like, enjoyed it, started going more. I got a bit obsessed, like, going every day. Mm. Literally have no idea what I was doing for quite a while. And then at my work, one of the, like, men, one of the engineers, was actually, like, competed in bodybuilding. And I started training with him a couple of times. And then went to watch him at a show, and I was like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, the show, it was a UKBFF show, and it was appalling.
was this back in the day when UKBFF was still a federation, or was this recently? Because they're basically not a federation anymore. No one does UKBFF.
It was probably when it was, like, fizzling out. It was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's when it started really going down this time.
Terrible, but I remember watching all the girls, and I was like, God, I really want to do that.
It's addictive, sitting in the audience. Like, you just want to get yourself up there.
Watching it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why next year I think for me is gonna be hard, because I'm gonna try and come and watch, especially Worlds. I'm gonna try and come watch.
But you'll
get the ball. I know.
you'll be like, the next day you'll be like, yeah, I'm doing a prep.
Starting prep right now. That's well good. So how, like, what category when you were in the audience, what category did you, like, look at and think, I want to do that?
I was a bit stuck. Obviously, I didn't really know anyone else.
Yeah.
We did, like, the building, apart from the engineer from work, and he had no clue about any, like, women classes at all.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting watching and thinking, I don't even know which one. I was, like, watching the bikini girls, and, like, they had, like, just looked, like, really small and petite, and I was like, oh, God, I don't think I'm going to fit into that class, and I had no idea at all. Took me a while. I did loads of research. Now, to be honest, I thought I'd be bikini to start with.
Okay.
And then I did some bikini posing and I hated it. I'm just not sassy enough for bikini posing.
Yeah, me either.
Sorry, can you imagine?
And then I actually decided to do toned figure because I went for a posing lesson with Emma. And then we decided tone figure from there. And I also wanted to do a routine as well, so I had figure in my mind.
That's something I dreaded, like, this year, because, like, I was like, oh, my God, I've got two left feet. I'm not going to be able to do a routine.
Yeah.
But that's quite cool.
Not, like, a spectacular routine, but I like the fact that you've got, you're on stage.
Yeah.
With just you for a minute, which is just, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, because I feel like when like, no offence to the bikini girls, but when they're doing the tea walks, everyone's just, like, kind of scrolling on the phone, waiting for the results by that point.
I think at some shows as well, like, especially when I went and watched the UKBFF, you can just feel like a number when you do, like, a routine and it's just you up there.
Yeah. No, it's really good. so, obviously, because you were looking, watching a UK BFF show, they do bikini and then they do, like, body fitness, is it?
It's body fitness, isn't it? That's why I was really confused, because I didn't look at figure classes. So then I actually went and watched a NABBA show.
Okay.
I think that was a couple of months later. And then I watched a tone figure and I loved it. That's when Natalie Crockford did tone figure. And I remember looking at her and thinking her physique was what I wanted to look like or aim towards. I think I messaged her like back in the day, so like 2 years ago, and asked her a few tips and stuff. But I didn't like the way NABBA did it. You know, when you come on prejudging, like go off on.
Yeah, they do. They do that at some shows, but no, recently they just sort of clump you all into one big thing. They don't do a prejudging. And then do the thing, they do it a bit more like PCA do it now. Like at the England, they do it like how PCA would do it. But they used to have a morning show and a night show as well. So they used to have a prejudging really early in the morning, and then you would come back later on and get your results in the evening. So you wouldn't even know what you'd placed until later on in the night. So you'd sit around for a full... Like UKUP did that, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Which is... I hate that fucking thing. Long day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I knew I wanted to do tone figure, but I also knew I didn't want to do NABBA because of the way they ran the show, although it was a lot better than UKBFF. And then I went and watched a PCA. I'm not sure how I found out about PCA, though. It must have just been on Instagram. I went and watched the Midlands show the year before I did it. And I remember sitting watching then Victoria Dales and...
Victoria's
flips and stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking... My routine's definitely not going to be like that. Yeah, who took it? I think, is it Carly from Scotland? She won that year.
Oh, right, okay. And then was it Victoria and Phoebe? Were they like second and third year?
I remember that year because Molly did athletic that year.
Yes.
And she got third. She didn't do very well. It wasn't her best look. What's her name?
That was the first time I'd seen Molly there.
Yeah, she's good. What's that little girl's name? I can't remember it. CPT Fitness on
Facebook. Chloe.
Chloe, she's
She's good. She's good. She won the overall there. She won the athletic class there. She won the overall. And then they went to, both of them went to Worlds. They were in separate classes at finals because they'd split it via height. Mm. So, and Molly got like fourth at finals. And then she did Worlds and they were all come together and she beat Chloe there. But Chloe looked off there. So,
I was going to say, she didn't look as good as the Worlds.
No, she looked really blocky. She had blown out her waist. It just threw off her whole physique. So,
they are two very different physiques though. Like,
yeah, totally.
It's mad.
Anyway, we're not talking about money. No.
And then I also liked the way it was ran. It was all really organised, all on time. I could see that they were all looking after the athletes on the side. Mm. And obviously it was like 10 minutes from my house. So I did. That was going to be me, hopefully, a year later. That was what I was going to aim towards.
And you did?
I did.
So we spoke, and I think Caitlin might have spoken to you about this. I don't know much before Caitlin mentioned it, but you do your own prep. You don't get anyone to prep you. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. So when you were doing your own prep, was there, I know, like, obviously you did all of it yourself, but was there anyone that you would send pictures to or pose in front of and they would go, oh, that's, you need to do this, or you'd get advice of anyone, or do you just sort of look at yourself and go, I need to be leaner, I need to be this, I need to be that, like...
To be honest, I don't really send photos to anyone. It is just myself looking in the mirror. I've sent a couple of photos and had some advice off Aaron Hudson, if you know who Aaron is.
Yeah, I know Aaron, yeah, I know.
He's helped, and he definitely helped me for the finals this year as well.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no one. Obviously, I had a few posing sessions with Emma, and she gave me a few tips when I went to her and stuff. Yeah.
But the majority of it you just did yourself?
Just myself, yeah.
It's crazy. Not many British champions can say that, can they?
Not many people can do that nowadays. No. It's very, very hard. It is. Because you second-guessed... Did you find you second-guessed yourself a lot?
All the time. And to be honest, I don't really take check-in photos because I don't feel like I'm looking that great. And all the way up until the show day, I'm like, oh, I'm not looking good enough. But just crack on.
Yeah.
I have to jump around.
I mean, clearly what you're doing is... It's bang on. You've hit the criteria.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So whatever you're doing is working really well. Following on from that then, how did you approach prepping yourself for your first show? Was it the Midlands 2018 that was your first show, was it?
Yeah, Midlands 18 was the first show.
Okay, yeah, so how, like, what, did you do it, any research into it beforehand?
To be honest, no, I just winged it.
That's amazing.
I did think I would need a coach, and obviously I had no idea where to start. And I literally just, I knew people did like 12 to 16 weeks, so I was like, right, I'm going to give myself 14 weeks.
Right.
Just,
okay.
And I just literally worked out what I was genuinely eating every day and weighed it, and then went from there. I didn't even add cardio in. I just obviously weighed my food and stuff, and then stuck with that for the first couple of weeks and saw how I was reacting, and then dropped my food and added cardio from there.
Wow.
So how much cardio did you work up to for this finals, the one just gone? How much cardio did you actually work up to this time?
I was doing half an hour in the morning, half an hour at night.
Okay, so just an hour a day. Was that like on a stepper or a treadmill or
stepper and cross trainer?
Okay, cool. Sound? And how low did your food get? Did you ever work out like what calories you would like got yourself down to? Like, I'm just really curious because you know when people are doing it themselves, they could just. You could go completely overboard, couldn't you? Or you could go completely under and go, no, that'll do.
I think, to be honest, I don't really look at the calories. I'm guessing just below 1,000. It was, yeah. I had to really push a lot more this year than I did last year. So the food
that's interesting.
This year.
But it was worth it because you get the wins out of it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, no.
You have just got to do. And this is literally for a small amount of time of the year. Like that.
It's 4 months of your life. It's fine. Just deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what I tell everyone. Yeah. I end up copying and pasting that message to everyone who I'm prepping at the time when they're whinging. I'm just like, you're fine. Just you're not starving. Children in Africa are starving.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So obviously you did this first show that went brilliant. You took the win, and then you went to finals and you came third. How did you find the finals experience compared to like the qualifier? Did you notice like a big step up? What were your kind of thoughts like going from a qualifier to a British final?
Is this, do you mean last year, not this
year?
Yeah,
last year.
Yeah.
Obviously the standard was a lot higher. Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I found, apart from the standard, anything different to the Midlands, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't really talk to anyone at the finals last year because I didn't know anyone. I was still new. I didn't really have a what's going on. So I just get, and I look at photos, I'm like, oh, that were in my class.
Did you not do the traditional sort of stalking everyone on social media before?
I didn't know what I was doing, and I literally was just winging it. I didn't want to like compare or anything, so I just didn't know anyone and didn't talk to anyone really.
I think that's probably one of the that's amazing, because a lot of people, I'm seeing people doing, you know, the first time a show that they've that people have started prepping already, and I've seen them on like the community Facebook page putting, I'm doing this, who else is doing it, and I'm like, for God's sake, just
don't want to know, don't look.
Yeah.
Worst thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've seen someone do that before, and they ended up pulling out of the show or whatever, and I have a really strong feeling it was because they'd seen that some absolute freak was in their class. Mm. Like someone with just like, what's his name? Peter, he's prepped by Matt Tofton, this guy called Peter Gill. Okay, I don't know if you've seen him before. He's humongous. I'll show you pictures later, but honestly, he's a freak. And people were asking, is anyone else going for it? And he was like, yeah, I'm doing the June one. And then obviously got on his profile and gone, well, fuck this.
Thing is, like, looking on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff, they can look amazing on photos, but then on the day.
It is as well. That's the thing. You see people looking incredible 3 weeks out, and they do some stupid carb up thing with loads of diuretics or whatever, and they go from looking 100% to 60% in like 4 days. And you're like, what the fuck have you done?
Yeah. That's something you don't really post much on your profile either, do you? Like, you just kind of stay hidden and then come out and just surprise.
To be honest, I don't look that great until showtime.
Oh, sure.
It just all happens in the last week.
We're a week out. Right, let's add the cardio.
Quick, get it in.
Eat zero calories.
Yeah. okay, right. Have you got...
question I'm up to.
No, you go. Go ahead.
Cool. Thank you very much. Okay, cool. So when you were prepping, was there any sort of diet strategies that you actually stuck to? Did you sort of cycle your carbs at all, or did you just keep things very consistent throughout the week? Like, what about cheat meals and things like that? Did you ever allow yourself anything like that? Or, like, what sort of... Did you ever have any sort of strategy behind anything, or was it very much just, like, wing it?
It's very much just see how my body's reacting. I have to be careful because I've got an issue with my bowel anyway, so I can't... My food is generally the same and clean all the time anyway. I've never carb cycled in my life, and I don't really know much about it.
It's basically just like doing lower food on one day and higher food on another day, so that throughout the course of a week you have the same amount of calories, but one day feels a bit nicer because you're eating a bit more, and one day is fucking dreadful. That's basically carb cycling in a nutshell.
Yeah, I've never done that. What was the other part of the question? Sorry.
So basically just like, did you ever give yourself any cheat meals or like refeeds or anything like that?
Yeah, I have cheat meals. I do find as well that I always hit a point in prep and my body is just not moving. And then I'd have a cheat meal and then everything would be moving and fine again. Cheat meals definitely benefit me.
What's your go-to?
Yeah.
To be honest, I just like go for a burger and...
Yeah, standard. I think it's always a safe option, isn't it? Burger.
Yeah. That's literally it.
Yeah. Okay, right, so what did you do differently the first time you prepped compared to this year? So was there any major changes, or did you just kind of approach it again and made sure that in your off-season you worked on the areas that maybe you thought needed to bring up?
To be honest, everything was pretty much the same because I still didn't really have a clue what I was doing this year. Training I did have to step up in off-season. I knew from last year one of my weakest parts was like rear delts, so I smashed rear delts, and hamstrings, they're one of my weakest points, so I had to work quite hard on them. But diet-wise, I didn't really change it. My food was a lot lower this year.
Yeah, okay.
But was your food higher in your off season though, just to simply build the tissue that you needed? Like,
yeah, I definitely pushed it as hard as I could.
Did you get to the point where you were sort of forcing down food at the end of the day when you just couldn't really be arsed, or were you all right with like eating?
I'm a greedy bugger anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I've never seen you in off season, like, because again, you just don't post it, do you? But.
God, yeah, I was going to put a photo up, you know, on, like, transformation.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, and you look back and you're like, oh, my God.
Trust me. Yes. Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and then you do the reverse one where it's prep through to off-season and you're like, I'm not posting that.
Yeah. So, essentially, what you did is you just worked on the areas like rear delts, because it gives more of a 3D look. Because I think one of your best poses, like from my opinion, it's the side chest. You look so natural, just stood there. You know, like I think that's the photo. Is that the one that's on? Like I think PCA posted it, but like you could definitely see like the rear delts. Like
Did you get on any covers? Did you get on any of the posters?
Yeah, I think I'm on the Manchester one.
Oh, brilliant.
Go on. I wish I was on one. No.
You sound like you're bitter that Sophie beat you.
No.
I'm kidding, I'm just messing. I'm winding you up, Caitlin.
No, maybe if I can win a show one day, then maybe.
You'll be 18 by the time you compete again, won't you?
18 or
19. Yeah, what, an 18-year-old girl winning a tone figure show, and you think the PCO won't want to show that? You're having a laugh, mate. You're every fucking cover.
Hopefully I won't be doing toned.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, that was another question I had. Did you ever plan to move up to athletic, or are you going to stay in tone, Sophie?
To be honest, I'd love to move up. I don't know whether I'll actually be able to. I'm generally quite small, and I look back at the finals photos, and I'm like, oh my god, I literally was bloody tiny.
Well, how much weight did you lose in prep then, like from the start to the end?
I think my start weight was 59 kilograms, and my stage weight at the British finals was 46 kilograms.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. We had this conversation backstage, didn't we? Because we were like, I was like, oh, I just weighed in at 103, and you were like, oh, I was like 102 or what, like something like that. And we're like, wow, we're the same weight, because we both lost quite a bit then, didn't we? We're only like 5'1", 5'2". Well, I'm 5', but.
I'm 5'1".
Yeah. No, shorties. Shorties for the win.
I won't tell you what I'm wearing at the on stage. How much did I? Oh shit! No, I lost. Actually, what I lost is probably more relative. Like I started at 288 and I finished at 240, so I lost 48 pounds. Yeah, I lost 48 pounds. Yeah, but I am 6'2", so
48 pounds is like almost half of us on stage. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah, I lost half of Caitlin.
I thought that you were one of them people that like only went above like 5 pounds above stage weight. You know when you see people saying I'm like 7 weeks post show and I'm 4 pounds up, and I'm like, what?
It's when they post that abs on their Instagram story and I'm like,
well,
that's definitely not me.
Yeah.
Have you found that you needed to push up in that sort of heavier in your off season to simply make the required improvements? Otherwise, you just look exactly the same again. Like you do find that, don't you? So
I definitely didn't want to go back on stage feeling that I hadn't progressed at all. So I felt I definitely needed to push the food up.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. That's good. I think a lot of women are very much afraid to do that. Mm. They're afraid to sort of push up to their level where they need to. Yeah, they are going to get smoother, they are going to get softer, and they're not going to look amazing on Instagram. But when they come back down again for prep, and yes, it will be a long prep, but when they come back down again, people are going to go, oh, shit, she's grown, as opposed to, yeah, she looks the same as she did last time. Do you know what I mean?
That's probably one of the benefits of you not necessarily taking check-in photos, because, you won't have that mental, oh, I hate how I look sort of thing.
I feel like if I take them, yeah,
I get to a point
where I'm like, I don't
want to
compete, I don't
want to
get on stage, I don't feel ready.
Yeah.
So I'm in the mirror in the morning and then...
Just look at yourself in the mirror and go, that's it for today.
That's it. I'm retiring. Right, next question. Worlds. You are doing Worlds, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yes. So, what is the plan? Are you going to do anything differently again for Worlds, or are you just going to go back in? Because obviously, you're a British champion, you are the epitome of toned figure. So, what is there anything that you're going to work on necessarily? What's the plan going in?
To be honest, I don't really know as of yet. Hopefully, I'm not sure how long to do prep for, because hopefully I'm not going to be that heavy this time. Well, I hope not.
It's like 70 kilos, 75 kilos.
So I'm not sure how long prep will be, and I don't think I want to get any heavier now. So we'll see, and I don't think I can generally make a massive amount of gains before prep's going to have to start, because it's literally been the shortest off-season ever.
But at least this time, because I feel like you're still in pretty good. I mean, obviously I haven't seen, but I can't imagine you've got out of shape. But yeah, but it's just water. It's water.
I'm like 4 kilogram up from.
Oh, that's nothing. That's nothing. Age. Yeah, that's nothing.
I lose 4 kilo in a week.
Yeah, no, that's nothing. So you should hopefully be able to kind of just cruise in, so to speak. Do you think?
I'm hoping it'll be quite chilled and I won't have to be so drastic with the food, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, needs must again, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know anyone else that was in your class that's going through to Worlds, said that they're going to go through to Worlds, or
Is it China that got second? I think she's doing Worlds, and her coach did actually drop me a message, and I think he did say that she's doing Worlds. So her, I'm not sure about anyone else in Chain Figure, to be honest.
What do they do at Worlds? Do they do, they do it all one class then, don't they?
Depends on the size of the class. If it's absolutely massive, then they'll split it. But do you know what was, like, obviously you girls were in short, weren't you? You obviously, you're in tone short. So how many was in your class in total?
Was it 16 or something?
Is it 16?
I can't quite remember. There was like...
I think it was more than 16. It was a shit.
Yeah, to be fair, it was massive.
Remember when we were standing at the bottom of the stairs and not looking?
Yeah, just watching it snake up.
It just looked like Oompa Loompa Girls Night Out.
So oh, for God's sake. Yeah, because there wasn't as many in the tall, but it was still a decent sized class. It was like 11 or 12 of them.
13?
Yeah, yeah.
11? Maybe 11. Yeah, because Libby got fifth out of like 11, that's what she said. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally the size of bikini class.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Our class was literally the size of bikini class.
Yeah.
Well, bikini do short, no, medium. Very short, medium. No, hang on.
No, it's just short, medium, tall, and tall.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck.
Yeah.
So many. And then, like, there's like 20 of them. Say that again, sorry, Sophie.
I don't even know how they judge it. There's so many on stage.
You can't. Yeah. You just can't at that point. It's just going to be, when you're watching it, who stands out at the end of the day.
It's going to be what you do for your prep. It's just going to be wing it. Like, Sorry.
We look okay today.
Yeah. but yeah, no, it was a big class, definitely. But if it is... I do wonder now if it's going to be short and tall, because that would be a different dynamic for sure.
Well, one thing they've done is they've separated... In the classic bodybuilding, they're going to do short and tall next year, so it's a short classic bodybuilding class and then a tall classic bodybuilding class, which is fair because you can't really judge them against each other. It just doesn't really work, especially like when you're actually going through, like, not like an overall. Obviously, an overall is very easy a lot of the time, isn't it? I mean, 99% of the time, you can sit there in the crowd and go, "Well, she's fucking brilliant," or "He's fucking brilliant," so obviously they're going to pick him. But I would have thought they'd start splitting the classes more frequently. Like, if you start going over 10, 12 in a class, they should probably start splitting it, I would have thought. It just makes it far too difficult. Like,
yeah, definitely. Okay, right. What is the ultimate goal within bodybuilding? What is your vision with this?
Oh, God.
To be honest, I've honestly never even thought about a pro card. I've never actually had a goal, because I thought this year I wouldn't even place again.
yeah.
I went to the Midlands and hoped that I would get an invite to the finals. That's all I wanted. And then I remember seeing you talking to Steph behind stage and thinking, oh my God.
What?
You were like, behind stage at the Midlands, you were like sorting your bikini out with Steph here.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm keeping my robe on for a bit. but yeah, the overall goal, I think I'd like to maybe go for PCA Pro.
No doubt.
Yeah. I don't think I'd like to move federation. I think there's so many people who are chasing the pro card out there. What does it even
mean? I think, we spoke about this.
Yeah, we have,
times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, realistically, okay, you need to be somewhere between athletic and trained to get your pro card in IFBB.
Yeah.
Somewhere between there. You need to be at the very, very top end of athletic or the bottom end of trained to be like the quality.
Yeah, IFBB figure is in between there, pretty much.
Right, it is, isn't it? Okay, it's a level of development that's in between the two classes, okay? I think that's one of those things that, like, you know, if you decide to go down that route, realistically, I'm just going to talk in code here so that everyone listening who's a bodybuilder will understand, you're going to have to push things harder in certain realms, okay? Mm. And that's not what a lot of people want to do, yeah? When, you know, ruining femininity, that sort of look, whatever, that's not, you know, what sort of people want to push. I spoke to an IFBB pro the other day. She lives around the sort of area, same area as me, and I trained with her fella. I'm not going to say who again. God, I'm doing that a lot. But, she really doesn't like the look at a pro level of figure. So realistically, if you are good enough to do that and go turn pro, are you also good enough to make it to the Olympia? Because if you can't make it to the Olympia, what the fuck is the point in turning pro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you go and do, yeah, you're good enough, fantastic, that's brilliant, but why not just stay an amateur and win a shit ton of amateur shows and be known as one of the best bodybuilders in the UK rather than a crap pro?
Mm.
Like, that's one thing you've got to think about, isn't it? Like, realistically for you, if you move into athletic in like two, Sophie, if you move in like two, three, you know, years time, you move up to athletic and you're top in athletic and you get your pro card in PCA, well, by then there's going to be a load of PCA pros for you to compete against. And then you'll actually be able to win a good amount of money. Like, that makes sense, right? If you go into IFBB in the next couple of years, you're just going to be at the bottom of the ranks again. Do you see where I'm coming from? So. That's my thoughts on it, anyway. I hope you agree.
yeah, and to be honest, there's so many pros out there, like, who's going to remember your name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we were having a chat earlier, weren't we, Caitlin, saying that we love figure, but the feminine look and being able to go out in normal clothes and still look feminine. So I do definitely still love the feminine look with figure.
Yeah, I mean, figure pros at the minute, the only person that I think has really made it is Rhea, and she's still oh, she's mega, isn't she? Like,
do you mean from the UK?
Yeah,
yeah,
like Rhea.
She's definitely the best.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Like, she's pretty much one of the best pros, like, out of all the categories as well. I mean, she's at the Olympia, and she's probably going to be top 10 next year, I imagine.
Luke Sandow's made it to the Arnold, hasn't he?
Yeah, so, oh yeah, true. He placed third there. Very good, yeah.
And then Nathan Diashe's won the Japan Pro the other day and won a few others. But in women's ones, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. But like we say, she has that feminine look. And I think we've spoken about this in like previous podcasts. Miss Figure Olympia at the minute, Sid Gillen, she still super feminine. Shaniko Grant, yeah, she's... like, insane, but...
Didn't she move up to physique?
Who?
Has Shanique moved up to physique, or is she still figure?
Shanique has been physique for, like, the past couple of years, hon.
See?
Pay attention.
I don't give a fuck about IFBB.
No, I'd follow it, to be honest.
Yeah. But
all the PCA shit, though.
Yeah, true.
I'm like hunting out who my clients are going to be up against. Oh. Like, won't be Manchester. I'm like, if Sophie goes, oh, I'm doing Brum again, I'll be like, right, all tone girls, we're doing Jersey, we're not going to Brum.
Is that what you coaches do, hunt out
there? Oh, it's way worse. I'll tell you after the podcast. Yeah. Yeah, and if you think we all don't do that, Caitlin's coach, Yannick, is far worse than me for stuff like that. So, he is, but for hunting out classes and clients, and he goes to me the other day, oh, if you've got a crap bikini girl, just put her in NABBA, they'll win. And I'm like, oh, cheers, Yannick, thanks.
Okay, right, so I've only got a couple more questions, because we've touched on the posing, like, because it was Emma that's done a bit of your posing. Is it? Yeah. And so how did you go about, because obviously you've got, I think every single competitor has got a good few poses that they think, right, these are the ones, you know, as soon as you come out and before they start, say, you know, when they say, right, now you're being judged, I think everyone hits two or three poses. So,
yeah.
Like, did you find that as you came down during prep that you kind of just worked out what works best for you?
Pretty much, yeah. When I was with Emma, we did go through my favourite poses anyway, and everything was quite glute-based. Even my transitions. And to be honest, just added them in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you've just got to work to what's best for you. Because I think PCA is very good in the fact that it obviously, it's the mandatories, but everyone has their own twist on them, don't they?
Yeah, I like that you can put your own little twist on things.
Yeah.
Kate just does all of her front poses from the back instead. She shows up the back
thing. Yeah.
Relax, and she's already very...
Do the owl thing, like stand at the back, but just twist my head. No. But yeah, so we've basically touched on the posing there. I've worked with Emma as well, and I don't know what it is, but she just whipped me into shape. She's very good. Like, I like how hands-on she is as well.
Yeah.
And then basically my final question that I had for you is, obviously now we're in the off-season sort of stage, and our focus turns more to like performance in the gym. So what is your style of training? Do you have a split, high volume, low volume? What kind of like training protocols do you have?
To be honest, my training is quite like old school traditional style. I don't like the splitters in like legs, upper, lower.
Right.
Really do not like that style of training. I'm literally like back, bicep.
So you do the bro split.
Yeah.
Go on.
yeah, if I train with someone and they're like, oh, should we do like an upper day? And I'm like,
what are you training today? And they go, oh, lower. And they're like, oh.
So which really? Bit of your lower? Like,
can you not just call it legs? Can you just call it legs for me? Fair
enough. And I'm pretty much high intensity. I have been, like, this sort of time, and I've done a few sessions with someone who does, like, strength training.
Okay.
And I have really enjoyed that, to be honest, and I would like to push my weight a lot higher.
So is it, you know, Dorian style training, like high intensity, like go all in on the set?
But how long are you spending in the gym? Are you in and out within like an hour and a bit, or are you like a long time in the gym? So
depends, to be honest. In the week, I'd say like an hour and a half. And then on the weekend, I like to have a good long session.
Yeah.
And I've never really trained with girls. I've always trained with, like, men.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I just, I can't deal with, because I've trained with, like, one girl before. I mean, I've obviously trained with a few more now, but the first time I trained with someone else, I was like, this is crap. It's just crap, isn't it? Like, I'd much rather have someone screaming at me than going, oh, you know, filming like, you're doing great, honey.
Yeah.
But you trained with some competitors recently, Caitlin. You don't meet them, do you? I was gonna fucking say.
Oh, like, no. I've trained with Kamara.
So probably beastly.
No, I trained with Kamara Fitness IFBB Pro. Oh, such a good session. When you've got someone who puts as much intensity in, I do enjoy it. But I know what you mean. Like, I'd much rather, like, the gym that I'm at, it's literally just full of builders, and they all just go, come on, what are you waiting for? Like, why are you resting so long and just like scream at me when I'm doing a set? And I like that kind of thing.
I like that sort of thing, and I don't like when people overcomplicate things in the gym, like all this new style training. Like, I love old school, like how it worked back in the day.
Yeah, you're not going to be putting a cuffed...
Don't you diss cuffs, young lady. Don't you diss cuffs. Don't you diss them.
Okay, I'm just going to stop talking.
Not on this podcast. No, I'm joking. Go for it. It's fine. No, I use them for my pet because my wrists get buggered up twice, so I put them on my forearms. Because my wrists are from benching 200 for freaking years, going full bro and old school, are absolutely scuppered. So I have to use cuffs and do pet flies and things like that instead, because if I grab a big fat bar like that and I can't, why am I saying like that? Like, people are going to be able to see what
they can see.
Basically, when I'm doing big heavy benches now, my joints are just fucked, and I'm 25, which is not ideal. Like, I don't want fucked joints at 25. But yeah, no, I know, no, you stick with the basics. There's nothing basic about the basics at all. You've got to get good at them. You've got to learn how to, you know, train properly before you even throw in fancy shit. And fancy shit only works for people who are fucked anyway. I had a question actually for you two, both of you together. I mean, Sophie, you can answer first, considering you're our guest. Because you've done your show, you've both done shows under your own prep. So you did your first one, didn't you, Caitlin, on your own, basically?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. So... was there any competition day blunders that you've done on your first show? And then when you guys have done yours, I'll let you know my horrendous one, which will probably make you laugh. But was there anything that you've done on the day where you fucked it a little bit and you had to have someone to fix it for you or anything like that? Anything that you've done, or did you have really good advice going on? Because sometimes people get the tan wrong, your hair and makeup, like, a pose that you didn't even know you had to do or something, like things like that. Anything along those lines?
No, I've not had anything like that. It's always been pretty smooth. Have you had anything?
I wore the wrong bikini to my first show. I wore a bikini. So, like, you can see I've got a back pose from the show pictures from 2018. And I'm doing, like, a back lat spread. And, you know how normally we just have a cross at the back.
Oh, okay.
It's got the bar, like, going across the back. So my lats are literally just, like, seeping over. Yeah. So, yeah, wrong bikini. But other than that, the only other thing is this year I found out that PCA Pro Tan, for me, it just does not work on my skin.
At all, looks smoother when you wear it.
Yeah, I look crap. But, you know...
Did you wear that for the Midlands?
Huh?
Did you wear that for the Midlands?
Yeah.
You would have beat Sophie if you had...
Oh, yeah.
Pro Tan.
What did you use, Sophie?
Pro Tan, I've never used anything else.
Did you use the one from the PCA, or did they do it for you?
No, I just bought it and did it myself.
Oh, cool, okay.
Oh, sound. Yeah, no, I think
that's what I've always used for me. Yeah. And I used Dream Tan on top of that. So.
I kind of want to go, like, I just kind of want to wear Dream Tan. That'd be funny.
Just once.
Like,
just because you've seen someone do it once, you're like, can I try it?
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
But you don't want a fucking entire show just for that, do you?
Yeah.
What tan do you use?
For the PCA shows this year, because obviously I've never done a PCA show, I was like, oh, obviously I'll just use what they do. So I used that, but I've used Nicola A1 tan, and that was what I wore to the NABBA England and like the NABBA shows, and they're the ones where I've got the photos back and I thought, oh, I look, you know, I've been happy with the pictures. So I'm from like here on out, I'll probably just go with that from now on.
Yeah, definitely. That's the best look for you. I've never used her. I've used Liquid Sunrays, which I used for Muscle Talk back in 2017, and that was good, but it made me look a little bit orange. And then I used Pro Tan. Oh god, how many shows have I done? Fuck me. I've used Pro Tan for pretty much all the others, but then I did one show where I used Dream Tan on top of the Pro Tan, and that was my best look. That's because my wife did that, Mishka did that for me. She like literally, we did like 8 coats of Pro Tan, like literally like 8 coats, like all the way through the day. Started at like 11 in the morning the day before. You done the same as well?
Yeah, just literally every hour and a coat.
Another coat. And she's brilliant with it, because she'll come up to me and she'll be like, no, you're still tacky, and then she'll like dry me off with a hairdryer and then go and do another coat again. And then come back in like 2 hours and be like, yeah, no, we need to put a little bit more on your legs. And it's like this like whole artistic process. She's brilliant. But it's like years of me prepping and years of her doing the tan have just made her so good at it. So brilliant. But competition blunders. First show. I did NABBA Midlands when I was 18. And I had put the Pro Tan on. So my girlfriend at the time, my ex from years and years ago, she had done the tan for me. And I had thought, and then she had said, oh, you have to wash it off to get off the excess. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I jumped in the shower in the morning and I took the whole, basically all of it off. I still had like remnants. But like, you know, when you wash yourself after the
Oh, it's the best.
That's what I looked like until I got backstage. And this old dude who was competing in the 50s class was like, mate, you're way too light to go on. Here, use this. And he gave me the Pro Tan top coat. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And he went and put it on and everything, and there's barely any in it. So the girlfriend I was with at the time, she put it on for me. She, like, was putting it on. So as I was on stage, I was getting darker and darker. So it would only just start kicking in, because I literally put it on as I was walking out. Like, and then I hadn't carved up for it, because I thought I didn't need to or anything like that or whatever. And then I had done legs the day before the show.
Wow. You've literally done everything that you shouldn't do.
Yeah, I did. Didn't drink water on the day at all. Ate peanut butter with honey mixed in with it an hour before I went on stage, because I thought that's what you were supposed to do. Because someone in the gym had told me to do that. I pumped up and I got one of the guys, that same guy who helped me with the tan. He got, you know the old school thing where they used to get a towel and like row it back between the two of them?
Yeah.
I ended up doing that with a white towel. Which was just came out like looking black as anything. With time. Honestly, I went so ham with doing everything wrong. It was unbelievable. Like, there wasn't a thing I did right, which is why I placed dead last.
Out of how many?
4 out of 4.
Go on. Wow.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Looking like shit. Came back and won it 2 years later, but still, I looked like shit on the day.
Oh, amazing. Well, to be honest, that is all of my questions. Did you have any more questions?
No, I haven't got any. Have you got any questions for us?
Yeah.
I don't think I have, to be honest.
No, I think we've...
Actually, Caitlin, what's your ultimate goal and what are your plans for next time you compete?
So I'm not wanting to step on stage until I'm ready to win shows with Tubros. So I'm basically just going to take off as long as I need. That's why I'm not competing next year, and maybe even not the year after that, because I want to go to the Olympia. I don't, like you say, I don't want to turn pro and then not be able to do anything with that. Scary goal, and it might never happen, but I've got a good 20, 30 years left in me to try and make it happen. So we'll see. That's
how many years did you just say you've got next?
20 to 30.
You're going to be competing at 48?
Yeah, 47. I could be. Could be if I wanted.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. I'll be there.
No, I've definitely got a good 20 years in me.
Yeah, definitely 20 years left.
20. So we'll see.
Yeah. And then you'll be prepping like 100 people and you'll be like the face of UK bodybuilding.
Well, I'll be like the Chris Aceto.
Yeah, you'll be like, Caitlin Aceto, that's what I'm
Cool. Yeah.
Right.
No, right. So thank you very, very much for coming on. I think we squeezed out as much as we could from you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So everyone stay peeled. We've just interviewed the world's champion, No Biggie. I actually can't wait for you. Is it the 24th of May?
It is, yeah.
Is that when it is? Okay. Well,
are you doing a warm up for that as well? Are you going to have a go at a warm up show, or are you just going to?
I think I'll probably just go straight to the Worlds, to be honest.
Yeah.
We'll see how I'm looking, because we always don't think we look that great.
Yeah, right. So she's just going to wing it.
There's shows around that time, so you can always pop in 1-2 weeks before, couldn't you, if you needed to?
We'll see how it's going.
Brilliant. Cool. Right, so I'm going to put Sophie's Instagram and stuff in the description. I'm sure when I post it up tomorrow, I will tag you as well. But yeah, no, thank you very much for coming on. I enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed it as well.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, guys. And I'm not sure who we'll have on next, but hopefully they will... well, be as good as this one. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.